जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 6 द लिबरेशन ऑफ सर्वभौम भट्टाचार्य वर्स नंबर 1। नौमी तम गौरचंद्रयम् कुत्रक कर्कशाशयम् सार्वभौम सर्वभूमा भक्ति भूमानम् आचरत्। नौमी तम गौरचंद्रम् य कुतर्क कर्कशाशयम् सार्वभौमं सर्वभूमा भक्ति भूमानम् आचरत्। नौमी तम गौरचंद्रम् य कुतर्क कर्कशाशयम् सार्वभौमं सर्वभूमा भक्ति भूमानमाचरत्। कर्कशाशयम् सार्वभौमं सर्वभूमा भक्ति भूमानमाचरत्। नौमी तम गौरचंद्रम् य सार्वभौमं सर्वभूमा भक्ति भूमानमाचरत्। नौमीतम गौरचंद्रम् य कुतर्क कर्कशाशयम् सार्वभौमं सर्वभूमा भक्ति भूमानमाचरत्। नौमीतम गौरचंद्रम् य कुतर्क कर्कशाशयम् सार्वभौमं सर्वभूमा भक्ति भूमानमाचरत्। माताजी नौमी आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस तम अंटू हिम गौरचंद्रम who is known as Lord Gaurachandra, who kutarka by bad arguments, karkashashashayam whose heart was hard, sarvabhaumam sarvabhauma bhattacharya, sarvabhuma the Lord of everything, Bhakti Bhumanam, into a great personality of devotion, Acharat, converted, Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Gaurachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who converted the hard-hearted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the reservoir of all bad logic, into a great devotee. Om Ajnan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading this text about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving mercy to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, was requested by his mother Sachimata to stay in Jagannath Puri. So in Jagannath Puri, the first personality whom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accompanied by Lord Nityanand, Mukundat and other Vaishnavas on his way from Shantipur, Bengal to Jagannath Puri. But in between, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the party and he started walking alone. And he reached Jagannath Puri before the other devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani is feeling separation from Krishna. And Lord Jagannath is Krishna who is feeling separation from Srimati Radharani and other Brajavasis. So when these two personalities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath, came together, the feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very overwhelmed with his feelings. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the temple of Lord Jagannath and he had darshan of Lord Jagannath, he fainted. Out of his ecstatic love, he fainted and fell unconscious right on the floor of the temple. And this brought a commotion. This brought a disturbance. All the visitors, the pilgrims, the priest and the security, when they saw some sannyasi who has come and fallen unconscious and is creating a disturbance, they were not sure what to do. In fact, the security, he took a stick to beat this sannyasi who is creating disturbance in the temple room. But then there was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya present in the temple room. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very great scholar. Bhattacharya, after Pandit, one becomes Acharya. After Acharya becomes Bhattacharya. The title is given to a very great scholar, Mahapandit. And Sarvabhauma, he did all his education in Navadvip. 500 years before, Navadvip was considered hub of all education. All the major universities were there at that time. All over India, people would come to study in Navadvip in various departments of knowledge. As Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he studied in Navadvip. He became very expert in all departments of knowledge. And then he came to Jagannath Puri and he used to teach in Jagannath Puri and he became famous scholar all over Bharatvarsh. So much so that he would teach Vedanta Sutra even to sannyasis. Himself was a householder but would give classes on Vedanta Sutra based on Shankaracharya's Sharirik Bhashya. Keval Advaitvad, the philosophy of monism, impersonal and Mayavad. He was very expert in that. He was very expert in Sanskrit. He was very expert in giving interpretation to various Sanskrit shlokas. He was very expert in logical arguments. He was very expert in debate, vad. He was very expert in making poems, making shlokas. He was very expert in all departments of knowledge. Very elderly personality, even guiding the king, spiritual master of the king, Pratapudra. Very respectable personality in Jagannath Puri, having multiple disciples. And that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he saw this young sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was just 24 years old and very effulgent, Gaur Anga, golden body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is very golden, like molten gold, clean shaved. So much effulgence was coming from his body. Gaur Chandra, his face was like moon, glowing, and he had long hands touching his knees, and he has broad chest, very handsome bodily features, very beautiful eyes. So seeing such a beautiful sannyasi, such a young handsome sannyasi, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya got attracted. He forbid the security, don't beat. And he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibiting all transcendental bodily symptoms. Sri Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that an advanced devotee, when he has feelings of love in his heart for Lord Sri Krishna, there are 8 ecstatic transformations which occur on his body. Being stunned, perspiration, trembling, hair standing on end, voice getting choked, change of bodily color, tears in the eyes, and devastation. These are the 8 symptoms of ecstasy. And generally advanced devotees, when they get one or more symptoms of this ecstasy, they try to hide it. Advancement is not for advertisement. If somebody is trying to advertise his advancement, then he is not humble. And a person who is not humble cannot be advanced. So advertisement and humility are opposite to each other. If one wants to actually be advanced in spiritual life, he should not be interested in advertising himself or gaining glories among the community of devotees or gaining claps. But if somebody does that, then his advancement will be obstructed. Humility and Krishna Prem are side by side. One who develops love for Krishna, he becomes humble. And unless one is humble, one cannot develop love for Krishna. So generally advanced devotees, they try to suppress and hide these ecstatic transformations. But in spite of their attempt, if they cannot hide, that is considered a very great advancement. The love is overwhelming, not under control, sudipta. And this is generally visible in very great souls, eternally liberated souls. Sarvam Bhattacharya has read all this, but he has never seen all this. He knew knowledge, information he had. So when he saw a young 24-year-old boy, so beautiful, so handsome, glowing, golden form, shaved head, exhibiting such ecstatic transformations, he was wonderstruck. He was amazed. He said, "This is not ordinary." Then with the help of his disciples and few staff, he carried Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house. He was very anxious to know whether this boy is alive or not. So he checked the pulse, nothing. He checked the abdomen for movement, nothing. Air not flowing. He became very anxious. So then he took a cotton swab, soft cotton swab, and kept it in front of the nostrils of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he could see some hairs moving, which showed that a mild flow of air is still going on. And he felt okay. He is just unconscious. But still he was surprised. Such Mahabhav, wherein the devotee feels separation from Krishna even in meeting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Jagannath. Now the pain of separation is over. But still he is feeling that this meeting is insufficient. These are not ordinary expressions of love. So Sarvam Bhattacharya was surprised that any person can have such love. So he was waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come back to normal consciousness. Meanwhile, Lord Nityanand and the party, they arrived Jagannath Puri and they went to the temple to search for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they couldn't see him anywhere. But already people were talking about some sannyasi, some baba who had come and created a commotion. He had come and by seeing Lord Jagannath, he went unconscious, fell on the floor, and so much disturbance was created. So when Lord Nityananda Prabhu heard all this, he could guess that this talk is about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at that time, Sarvam Bhattacharya's brother-in-law, wife's brother, Gopinath Acharya, he arrived there. Gopinath Acharya knew Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Navdeep. And he saw Lord Nityanand, he knew Mukund Datta, and he was surprised to know this Navdeep. Devotees of Navdeep are here in Jagannath Puri. They immediately paid obeisances to each other and asked their well-being. And Mukundatta told Gopinath Acharya one good news. After taking sannyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. He came before us to Jagannath Puri, but now we heard he felt unconscious, and there is one gentleman, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he took him to his house. So we want to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first, we will see Jagannath later. So Gopinath Acharya said, yes, come with me, we will go to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. They are brother-in-laws. So they all went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited all the Vaishnavas inside his house. He saw the great Lord Nityanand. He paid him humble obeisances. And Gopinath Acharya was so happy to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking his darshan. But he was also unhappy to see his condition. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this sannyasi may take time. So till that you people all go and take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So Gopinath Acharya went with Nityanand and his party, and they took the beautiful Jagannath darshan, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. It says even Lord Nityanand almost fainted by seeing Lord Jagannath. But the devotees who were accompanied him, they made him steady. They supported him. And the pujari was very happy to offer Mahaprasad and garland to Lord Nityanand. And after taking nice darshan, they came back. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still unconscious. They started chanting the holy name of Krishna. And as the holy name entered the ears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to external consciousness. As soon as he came to external consciousness, he chanted the name of Krishna. Hari Hari, Krishna Krishna. And everybody was so happy. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he requested everybody, you all please take lunch prasad here. He requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you may please go to take darshan of Lord Jagannath with my men or with me, so that this thing doesn't happen again. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. They all took their midday bath in the ocean and they came back, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seated, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he brought special prasad, Mahaprasad, opulent prasad from Jagannath Mandir. Lord Jagannath is daily offered so much quantity of opulent prasad. So he brought all special prasad, Mahaprasad. He offered to everybody, including Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as an ideal sannyasi, he said, look, just give me little rice and boiled vegetables. All these cakes and condensed milk and other sweets, you give to my devotees. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave all first class preparations to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and with folded hands requested, please today you eat just as Jagannath has eaten. So as a host he was requesting, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate everything. Then with permission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also took prasad with Gopinath Acharya. Then he came again in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, paid him obeisances and said, Om Namo Narayan. I am paying obeisances to Narayan. Generally in Mayavadis, especially sannyasis, they address each other Narayan. So here he was not wrong. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Adi Narayan, the source and origin of all forms of Vishnu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied back, saying, Krishne Mati Rastu, giving blessings that may your attention be on Lord Sri Krishna. Vaishnava sannyasis, they respond in this way, giving blessings to others, saying that maybe your attention be, your mind be focused on Lord Sri Krishna. Hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood he is a Vaishnava sannyasi. But he was still very attracted. So he asked Gopinath Acharya, what was Purva Ashram of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Means before sannyas, where he would stay, what was his name? So Gopinath Acharya said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Purva Ashram was known as Vishambar Mishra and his father's name was the respectable Brahmana Jagannath Mishra and his grandfather's name was Nilambar Chakravarti. So Sarvamu Bhattacharya became very happy to hear this. He said, I also studied in Navadvip and my father Maheshwar and Nilambar Chakravarti were classmates. They studied in same class. And my father used to highly respect the son of Nilambar Chakravarti, Jagannath Mishra. So I also respect Jagannath Mishra. He is son of Jagannath Mishra. He was very happy to know that. So he told Gopinath Acharya, my aunt's house is there nearby. It is vacant. It is little private. Not many people come around. That will be a good place for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay. So please take him there. Make all the arrangements and let him stay there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He, with folded hands, thanked Sarvamu Bhattacharya. He said, I have come to Jagannath Puri only to meet you. I have nobody here, nobody else here whom I know. And what happened today, I am very embarrassed. So I request you, please maintain me and take care of me. Mahaprabhu telling to Sarvamu Bhattacharya. Sarvamu Bhattacharya said, yes, whenever you go to temple, we'll go together. Chaitanya said, whenever I go to temple, I will only take darshan from far, from Garuda's thumb. And in that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given his residence. Then meanwhile, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvamu Bhattacharya, they are brother-in-laws. So every now and then they would argue Vaishnavism and Mayavad. This is eternal argument, even today going on and will continue going on. So Gopinath Acharya told Sarvamu Bhattacharya that you are fortunate, today you saw God Himself, Krishna, the Absolute Truth. Sarvamu Bhattacharya's disciple said, how can you tell He is God, He is Bhagavan? And they had a big argument and Sarvamu Bhattacharya gave some arguments and Gopinath Acharya gave some arguments, in essence saying that unless you get mercy of Krishna, you can't know Krishna. Sarvamu Bhattacharya said, look, how do you know that you have mercy of Krishna? And Gopinath Acharya said, because I have identified Him. Only by the mercy of Krishna we can know His Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there was a big argument and finally they just jokingly ended. They said, not a big deal. Now Sarvamu Bhattacharya also told Gopinath that His name is very nice, Shri Krishna. But the word Chaitanya, not first class. Because in Shankaracharya's mutt, there were different categories of sannyasis. And all the sannyasis would have their disciples. So Keshav Bharati was one category of sannyasi and all the brahmachari disciples of Keshav Bharati will keep their names as Chaitanya. And generally a brahmachari, when he will become sannyasi, he would leave the title, brahmachari title, and take Bharati title. So ABC Bharati. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of being ABC Bharati, taking the Bharati title, he retained Chaitanya title. He took Brahmachari title. So this showed his humility. And Sarvamu Bhattacharya was very impressed with this humility. But he was not very impressed with the category. Bharati category was not considered topmost. Saraswata category was considered topmost among Shankaracharya's group of sannyasis. So he told Gopinath Acharya, I can teach Vedanta Sutra to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and also I can give him another sannyas diksha in Saraswat category. He is such a handsome sannyasi, such a young sannyasi, unless he hears Vedanta Sutra, he can't maintain his sannyas. The sannyasis, they think that renunciation
Vairagya, detachment from sense objects can come only by being very busy and doing deep study of Vedanta Sutra. You become so busy in studying Vedanta Sutra that all your feelings, your emotions, your lust, your anger, your human frailties, they all get shunned away. You become very hard inside, very dry inside, so that nothing of rust in this material world attracts you. This is their formula to maintain their celibacy, to maintain their sannyas, to maintain their aversion to sense objects, to woman, to money, etc. So Gopinath Acharya Mukundat, they went and told all this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, this man is speaking like this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, Sarvam Bhattacharya is a very nice person. As a father, he is my well-wisher. And he wants me to hear Vedanta Sutra so that I maintain my sannyas. What is wrong in his thoughts? Please don't speak anything about him. So the next day morning, Sarvam Bhattacharya took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath temple. They had nice darshan and there is a mandap. He offered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a raised seat and as a sannyasi he offered him nice respect and he himself sat on a lower seat. And he told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it is very difficult to maintain sannyas at such a young age with such handsome bodily features. But if you hear Vedanta Sutra from me, you will be able to maintain it. Your renunciation will be visible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whatever you say is my duty to obey. And then Sarvam Bhattacharya, with great eagerness, he started speaking to him Vedanta Sutra. But he spoke not Vyasdev's Vedanta Sutra. He spoke Shankaracharya's interpretation of Vyasdev's Vedanta Sutra, which is called Sharirik Bhashya, wherein Shankaracharya has interpreted Vedanta Sutra in such a way that he gives half truth. He gives indirect explanation to the sutras and he explains that the absolute truth ultimately is impersonal, formless, without material qualities, without qualities, without potency. And the living entity is same Brahm, the absolute truth. Now the living entity has fallen in Maya. But after practicing spiritual activity, the living entity will again come out of illusion and become Brahm, merge, become one with absolute truth. So this is the dangerous philosophy Shankaracharya propagated. And based on Vedanta Sutra, Sarvam Bhattacharya explained all this philosophy to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who patiently heard this for 7 days. 7 days Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this nonsense, heard this philosophy. 7 days, that's not easy. Just because he wanted to preach to Sarvam Bhattacharya, he had so much patience for one person. Not only he was humble, he was respectful. He respected Sarvam Bhattacharya as a senior. But he was so patient. Rupa Goswami writes patience as one of the items which is favorable to our devotional service. While we are hoping to receive Krishna's mercy, while we are hoping to receive the effects and benefit of our sadhana, but we should be very patient and wait for the day that mercy descends on us visibly. Mercy is coming to us daily. Every moment. But the transformation which we are hoping for to see will also come. We wait patiently. We continue to execute our devotional service. not thinking that, oh, since many years I am chanting, nothing is happening, so let me follow some other process. Are, there is anartha of many, many births, crores of lifetimes. So the process will work gradually, based on our quality of performance. Chaitanya was so patient. On the eighth day, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are you understanding what I am saying? You don't ask question. You don't move your face. Ha, okay, fine, good, chalo, continue. You don't give any expression. How will I know whether you are understanding or not? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Sarvam Bhattacharya, I am a fool. I don't understand Vedanta Sutra. 7 days he is explaining, and at the end you say, I don't understand Vedanta Sutra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, those who don't understand, they ask questions. You don't even ask questions, no inquiries. Chaitanya said, look, these sutras are very easy, I understand. But your explanations, I don't understand. Generally, sutra is difficult, and hence an explanation is given to make it easy. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, the sutra is easy, but your explanation is difficult. I don't understand. Your explanations are like clouds, which are covering the sunlight. The sun is easily visible with the help of sunlight. Nothing is required. But your explanations are like clouds which are covering the sunlight. Vyasadeva has given Vedanta Sutra. Vyasadeva has written Vedas. He has explained the same message in the Puranas. He has explained the same message in the Upanishads. And he has given the same thing in Vedanta Sutra. And one has to take it directly as Vyasadeva has given. But my dear Sarvam Bhattacharya, you are giving an interpretation which is indirect. And this interpretation is not required when the direct meaning is clear. Interpretation is required only when the direct meaning is not clear. But you are giving indirect interpretation to the sutras and speaking illogical things. Absolute truth is personal as well as impersonal. And the impersonal aspect, the Brahm, is based on the personal aspect, the beautiful Satchidanand form of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Absolute Truth has multiple potencies. The inferior potency, material energy, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, powers, ego. The superior potency, the living entity. But you are denying the form of the Absolute Truth. You are denying the potencies of the Absolute Truth. Actually, you are creating havoc with Vedanta Sutra. But I know it's not your mistake. It's not Shankaracharya's mistake also. Lord Krishna told Shankaracharya, Lord Shiva, to incarnate as an Acharya and propagate this Mayavad philosophy for atheistic community. There was a mission for this. So the actual knowledge is covered by Shankaracharya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on, defeating every single point he said. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was hearing, then he presented arguments against what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, philosophical and logical arguments, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated them also. And finally he was speechless. He couldn't say anything. And going on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about how bhakti, devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. Impersonal liberation or merging is not the ultimate goal of life. The goal of life is not to become one with God, but the goal of life is to become a servant of Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he quoted a famous Atmaram verse where he said, even those who are liberated, even those who are self-satisfied Atmarams, they also want to do devotional service. They also get attracted to Krishna. When Swami Bhattacharya heard this word, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please explain this verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please you explain first. Swami Bhattacharya got a chance. Sanskrit scholar, perfect in grammar, he explained the words in 9 different ways. Was very proud of his explanation. Chaitanya said, wow, you are Brahaspati. Only Brahaspati can do this, nobody else. So Bhattacharya said, now you explain. Chaitanya explained it in 18 different ways, without touching those 9 ways. Now if Brahaspati can do in 9, then who can do in 18? Somebody above Brahaspati? Prabhu said his father. So that's Krishna. And when Sarvam Bhattacharya heard 18 different ways without touching his 9 ways, he folded his hands, paid full dandavat pranam. He said, you are God. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he offered so beautiful prayers. 100 shlokas, 100 prayers he made, composed on the spot and offered. Not something from the scriptures. 100 shlokas on the spot. And Chaitanya was so pleased, he embraced him. And tears were gliding from his eyes. And Chaitanya showed his 4-handed Vishnu form. Then he showed his 2-handed Shyam Sundar form with a flute on his lips. And Swarupa Bhattacharya fell unconscious. And this is how he received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw Shyam. And he woke up and he embraced and he started chanting the holy name of Krishna. He started dancing. He started laughing. He started jumping. And everybody seeing. This is happening in Jagannath temple. Mukundad, Gopinath Acharya, Chandrasekhar Acharya and the visitors, they are seeing this elderly gentleman dancing and chanting and jumping and laughing like a madman. And everybody started laughing and smiling and they were so happy. And Gopinath Acharya told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you today gave mercy to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Chaitanya said, no, because you are a devotee and he is related to you. So today Jagannath has given mercy to him. And Swarupa Bhattacharya prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Mahaprabhu, till now you may have converted many people into Vaishnavas, but not a big deal. This was the hardest task, to convert me. The Acharya of Mayavad Sampradaya, teaching Vedanta Sutra to all the new disciples, including sannyasis, hardcore logician, hardcore Mayavadi, very powerful preacher and debater. And he was converted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, with his patience, with his humility, and a bit of scriptural knowledge and arguments, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him mercy. And oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was a hard nut, very difficult to crack. Today you have done Adbhut Karya, wonderful activity. Then he requested everybody to take prasad in his house. He arranged prasadam for everybody, all the devotees. And all the Vaishnavas were so happy. Next day, early morning, Chaitanya went to Mangalarti. He saw the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. Devotees are waking him up, offering aarti. And the pujari offered some garlands and Mahaprasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tied it in a cloth, straight went to Swarupa Bhattacharya's house. Swarupa Bhattacharya is sleeping. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his door. Swarupa Bhattacharya woke up. He saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in my house. Immediately offered food, dandavat pranam. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, sit. He has not taken bath. Sit. Sat. Opened his cloth. He said, look, I got garland and Mahaprasad. immediately he ate Mahaprasad. Without washing mouth, without cleaning his teeth, without going to washroom, without taking bath, without doing his morning program, his morning sadhana, he had Mahaprasad. Like a small child who will see and eat. Chaitanya started laughing. And he quoted, Sarvam Bhattacharya quoted the glories of Mahaprasad. He said, Mahaprasad should be eaten immediately when you see. Even if it is old, even if it is fallen on the ground, even if it is stale, a devotee should not hesitate. Whether you are clean or not clean, your body is clean or not clean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, today I have conquered the world. Today my mission is achieved. Because Sarvam Bhattacharya has realized the glories of Jagannath Mahaprasad. Chaitanya was so happy to see this transformation in Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was having so much great ecstasy for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting the holy name of Krishna and they both embraced and tears were flowing from his eyes. So even though Sarvam Bhattacharya's heart was so hard, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he can melt such hard hearts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanaya, he is most compassionate, most munificent. Why? Because he is giving the most valuable object. He is giving Krishna Prem. One who gives Krishna Prem, one who gives the most valuable object, is more valuable than the object. If I have a diamond which is very valuable in my pocket, then I am more valuable than the diamond because it is in my pocket. I am the owner. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. But there is a difference in the mood. And the mood is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is owner of Krishna Prem. So he is more valuable. He is more compassionate. Easily he can give us Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness. Krishna is not Krishna conscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna conscious. So we can get very easily the mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our Acharya Srila Prabhupada has instructed that when we chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, before that we chant the holy name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. When we chant Krishna's name, Lord Ram's name, there are 10 offenses which we read daily. But we chant Gauranga's name, Nityana name, these 10 offenses are not applicable. These 10 offenses are not applicable. His name so merciful. So without chanting the holy name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, we can't without offenses chant the holy name of Krishna. So for our advancement in spiritual life, we can't go forward without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our center is not just Krishna. Our center is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So we should not just focus on Krishna, thinking that ultimate goal of life Krishna. I am part and parcel of Krishna. My constituent position is to serve Krishna in one of the rasas. There is no difference between Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can't neglect him. In fact, Srila Prabhupada has made a very bold statement that in Kali Yuga, if somebody worships Krishna but not Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God, he is demonic. He will not achieve the result. So as the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnav, as the followers of Srila Prabhupada, we should go to service of Krishna through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, should worship Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, and that will help us to enter into the worship of Lord Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And we worship Gaur Nithai through the six Goswamis, and worship the six Goswamis through the Acharyas, the Parampara, through Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master, So unless we follow this parampara, we cannot hope to achieve final result. So taking blessings from the parampara, taking blessings from the spiritual master and the acharya, we execute our devotional service. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita ki, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments,
if some devotee do not come for Mangala Arati,
yes,
take some Mahaprasad and go back there.
Yes, very nice. Yes, Mike.
As soon as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya got the Mahaprasad, he accepted it. So, what should be in our case, what should we do? We should read Mahamantra, that mantra.
What should we do?
Yeah, we should read the Mahaprasada Govinda or not?
It's not on, I think. So, we chant mantra and eat. We chant immediately the mantra and eat. So, there's nothing wrong in eating Mahaprasada. So the small amount we can eat without that also. If you are regularly doing Mahaprasada Govinda for the meals, the small amount we can eat like that also. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Bhaji, while mentioning the eight symptoms, ecstatic symptoms, last one you mentioned destruction. What is meant?
Devastation. It's almost death. The devotee can't keep his soul inside the body, like Narad Muni. He couldn't keep his soul inside the body, he left the body when he was a small boy, and next life he became the great sage Narad Muni. Radharani and the gopis, they couldn't leave, they were almost dead. The only reason they were alive is because Krishna told, I will come back. So they were waiting, if Krishna comes and we are not here, he will be displeased. So devastation is almost negligible living symptoms. No interest in eating, sleeping, anything in life. Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.